he should abandon argumentation and disputes in argumentations and so forth, because this is the thing which will close the door of attaining what is correct. Because argumentation and disputes makes the person for himself to look for being the victorious to the degree that if the truth even is shown clearly to him, either he will deny it or reject it, or he may try to reinterpret it in an ugly way so as to be victorious to himself and to force his opponent to take by his saying. So if you find in your brother argumentation and disputes concerning the truth such that the truth is very clear but he doesn't follow it, then run away from him in the same way that you run from a lion and tell him, I don't have except this. Leave him. So leave argumentations and disputes. Similarly, don't indulge in scholastic theology. This is waste of time. Scholastic theology renders everything simple and clear, renders it the most complicated thing. I heard one of the students, the Sheikh said, rahimahullah, one day, asking another student, define to me what is intellect. Linguistically and Islamically and traditionally and legally, the scholastic ways and scholastic methodologies led us into so much of this. The people of scholastic theology turn people off from the truth and from the simple, the Shaykh rahimahullah said, and from the صد الناس عن الحق وعن المنهج السلفي البسيط. They turn people off the truth and from the simple Salafi methodology. In the matters which they bring from shubuhat, from misconceptions and definitions and restrictions and so forth. And if you examine the books of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, the matter will be very clear to you concerning their misguidance. What is the thing which drove renowned scholars to indulge in figurative interpretations of the names and attributes of Allah, except that they were affected by scholastic theology, which is based upon, had it not been for this, it would have been that or that. If Allah truly ascended the throne reality in reality, then this necessitates that he is limited, because the throne is limited. And if he is to be seen on the day of resurrection, then this entails that he is in a direction, and if he is in a direction, then he is a corporal body, and so forth. They give you from this baseless argumentations while they think that they are trying to guide you to the correct path. So the seeker of knowledge should abandon such disputes and argumentations and scholastic theology. Leave these matters. Don't boost them. Let your knowledge be simple and easy. The Bedouin comes to the Prophet ﷺ on his camel, ask the Prophet ﷺ concerning matters of deen, then he leaves in ease. He has nothing except to belief. As to disputes, argumentation and so forth, this hurts man. And only turns him off from the Sharia and holds him blameworthy. And has bad and evil consequences. It leads to doubt concerning matters of certainty and confusion and abandoning the athar, the narrations and the hadith. And nothing was more harmful and still on the creeds of Muslims, nothing more harmful than this scholastic and so-called rationalistic approaches. And it is evident, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, that many of the scholars of scholastic theology, the top ones, admitted before they died that it was not beneficial to them, and that they wished to die on the creed of the old woman, and they would love to return to the fitra al-ula, to the initial fitra. The issue of scholastic theology is very dangerous because it concerns itself with Allah and His attributes, and because it nullifies the texts completely and makes the intellect the number one judge. And that's why from their creed is the following aspects. Listen to them carefully. That whatever came from the texts pertaining to the attributes of Allah, they are divided into three types. Number one, some attested to by the intellect, so they accept it by way of intellectual evidence, not by way of textual proof. This is the first type. The second type of the texts were negated by the intellect, and therefore we must negate without any hesitation because the intellect negated it. Here we ask, the intellect of whom? And let me relate to you some of the statements which could be written in gold. Imam Malik rahimahullah said, لَيْتَ شَعْرِي بِأَيِّ عَقْلٍ ينكر الكتاب والسنة. By the intellect of whom the book and sunnah are denied. أو ما كلما جاءنا رجل أجدل من رجل أخذنا بقوله وتركنا من أجله الكتاب والسنة. هذا لا يمكن. Whenever a person comes who is more strong in his argument than another person, then we take by his saying and we abandon the book and the sunnah because of that. This is impossible. And also, by the intellect of whom we're going to take? By the intellect of Jahm bin Safwan, who denied all the attributes and names, or by the intellect of the Mu'tazilites, who rejected the attributes and only took by the names, even in a limited sense, a name without a meaning, or by the intellect of the Ash'arites, who tried to be somehow in between, accepted some of the attributes that came by the textual proofs and made figurative interpretations of others? By the intellect of whom we're going to take? But it is all summoned greatly by the statement of Imam Malik, which you have heard. The third are those texts which the intellect neither denied nor affirmed. So some of the scholastic theologians said it is to be rejected because the intellect did not affirm. Most of them are on this. Some of them, they take no position. All of these classifications that you have just heard and you saw on the screen there, ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان. Allah has revealed no authority concerning them. They were misguided by it, and they misguided others. We seek refuge in Allah from that. And they became confused in it, and they were perplexed and doubted. And that's why you will find that most of people who are in a state of doubt at the time of death are the scholastic theologians or those who follow their path. They hesitate. Is Allah Jawhar am Arad? Is Allah a substance or accident? Is He established in Himself or in others? Does He act or He doesn't? Just like that. So all of this at the time of death. So they die while in the state of doubt. One of the scholastic theologians covered himself with his blanket all the night in a state of doubt. Is Allah this? Is Allah that? Is Allah this? He couldn't sleep. So his students in the morning came. When he woke up, he told them, do you have doubts like me concerning the existence of Allah? They said, no. He said, I didn't sleep all the night. I wasn't so sure if Allah is this or if Allah is that. We seek refuge in Allah from this. However, if the path is the path of the righteous predecessors, then it is easy. There is no doubt, no hesitation, and no confusion. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us firm in our holding to the path of the Salaf, and to live on that and to die on it. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Inshallah we continue the etiquettes of seeking knowledge in another class. Wa barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullahu khairan.